Yes, sir. Log
Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us again at On Point. I'm your host, A-Tray, and I want to thank everybody for joining us again this week. Roll call, I'm going to introduce our co-host, Lady Trees. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Christelle. We have a Las Vegas guest, Asante Salam. Thank you for joining us today. I'm apologizing in advance. Our listeners, if you're catching a little feedback, it's our signal. It's exceptionally strong. I'll try to be mindful of my tone, and we'll go forward from there. Feel free, if you hear something today that you like or that we want you to comment on, dial us, 347-855-8662. This week, is the law of power and the power of law abused. This is going to open the discussion, ask the question of power and how it's abused, and who is it that does it, and what's its appeal, and how it captivates and seduces all those that stumble onto it. There's a famous quote, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And with things that are happening inside of the media today, with our congressmen, senators, mayors, governors, elected officials, people of authority, our policemen, our peace officers, they have a degree of authority or power, as it were. And it appears that some of them are abusing. The law of power, what is power? It has multiple definitions, but power is a structure, not seen, that emphasizes authority, something that can be wielded for the better interest of a thing, or for the diminishment of a thing. Law. Law is simple. It's a system of rules that a particular county, country, community recognizes as a regulating set of actions. It's enforced by the imposition of penalties. That's law. It's a statement of fact deduced from observation. Now that we know that, let's get into this. Chris, joining us today. Would you like to comment?
Thanks. Peace. Hotep. How's everybody doing?
All right.
I think the paradox of power is this, is that usually the skills most important to in obtaining power, and when I'm speaking of power, I'm speaking politically. Usually the skills most important to attaining power are also the same ones that the individual is most likely to deteriorate once power is obtained. Since all men are corruptible and faulty, that's, unfortunately, that's just our nature as man. We falter from time to time. I don't think any man should have power over another. I think one should be able to govern themselves. That's just my opinion. And I think that ultimately there's no one that should be able to govern another. I don't think that you can be, one can't be free if you're if you're trying to control other men. That's just my opinion.
Okay, I'm with you. And here's something else though, and feel free to chime in, Lady Teresa. I know we had some things that we were talking about. Here's the issue. President Obama getting raped across the coast because he used executive power, something that the president has available to him. Does he take advantage of it? That's a question. Here's something. The Army's motto is, no man gets left behind. No man gets left behind, period. You know, they just
That's
don't.
Not like George Bush's motto.
Hold on. The military says no man gets left behind. Now, the nation's motto is never to negotiate with terrorists. And the White House power motto is to use executive decision at the discretion of the commander-in-chief for the betterment of a group or the nation. So, here we have a catch-22 situation that's like outlandishly crazy. President Obama sees this guy. Now, mind you, he sees this situation. He says, there's a guy here. He's in the Army. They say, forget about all the things that you hear after the fact. All that was noted before was he was taken, he's held prisoner. We have a way to get a man back because the Army's motto is what again?
To never leave a soldier behind.
There you go.
All right.
So we have these guys in captivity. Hold on. We have these guys in captivity. It's five of them. They're part of the Taliban. They said, well, they're the highest officials. Matters a damn. You killed Osama bin Laden and seven of their highest-ranking officials. These guys are fourth down on the totem pole, but we got them. So we have a way to get our man back, and we do so. He executes, give them, get our man back. He was gone for 5 years, and they were saying, nobody's working to get him back. Nobody's working to get him back. Now he gets him back, and they said, hold on. That was an abuse of executive power because we don't negotiate with terrorists. How does that work? Here's something for you. And just chew on this, and somebody else chime in. And for those of you listening, and I see somebody else there, 347-855-8662. A senator, a congressman actually, we'll leave him nameless, helped pass this bill into law against child pornography. Something transpires, and they find child pornography on his laptop, on his home computer, and other paraphernalia. You or me, prison time, instantly. He retires. Nothing else is said about it. That's an abuse of power. That's an abuse of power. Nobody said anything about it. So if, am I to gather that if as long as I have a position and I do something in that position, then if I step away from it, then all is forgiven? What the funkadoodle? Really? I'm just saying. That's just me. Can somebody want to elaborate, Lady Trees?
I mean, I find it quite interesting. Once he's caught, he immediately drops his position and moves to another position as if it's okay now because I've now been removed from that position. No, you still did the crime. They still found you guilty of it, but why is it hidden? Why is it up under the rug now? You still did the crime. You got to admit to that.
You
know what I mean?
The,
that's just like with the George Bush administration, like, months after the 911 attack, he had several telecommunications phones tapped, emails tapped over here to the United States without most Americans knowing. Like, you can't just tap into people's phone lines or emails without people knowing. You know, this
exactly.
happened, you know, to hundreds of people. You can't do that. What happened to invasion of privacy? But this man right here, he gets away with child pornography. Is it because he's a senator? It still doesn't make it right for him to get away with that. Just like George Bush did with these wireless tappings, tapping to people's phone lines, their home lines, their cell phones, their emails. You can't do certain things like that just because you have power. It doesn't make it right. You actually abuse your power. You know, you got to follow the law. If we're going to follow the law,
even on the local level.
The thing about power, and that's what I was saying earlier, is that once an individual, power is like a drug. Once an individual
right.
gets a taste of power, it affects the dopamine levels in your brain. So it's
right.
just going to be like if you're a sex addict or you're a drug addict or you're an alcoholic. Once you get a taste of it, you're going to need more and more and more of it to quench that thirst for power. So you should never... It shouldn't have never been allowed to get this far, and it's too far gone now. I think Henry David Thoreau said something in his book Civil Disobedience that resonated with me, and that is that basically that the only law is justice. So if it's not just, then you shouldn't be doing it. And I think all people,
right.
all individuals should apply that to themselves.
Right.
I agree. But here's the thing, though. And if I may, you're looking at a utopian type surrounding your community, your life, utopian type life, where everybody is held responsible for what they do, and with no ill effect afterward. If you step on a bug and you know you weren't supposed to step on the bug, you say, you know, I'm sorry, I stepped on the bug. I must be purged. Look, here's the thing. We don't live in a perfect world. And things do have to be governed.
Right.
And especially when you're young. And I've said this point before. Have you ever seen a 9-year-old senator, a 10-year-old mayor, a 12-year-old president, 20-year-old president? Responsibility comes with maturity. It comes with maturity. Maturity has to be grown into. Nobody's just given maturity. Hence, the use or abuse of power exists. It stays ever present. When you're little, and nobody teaches them this, you have two kids inside of a place, they're playing with a toy. This one little kid has another toy in his hand. He wants the one that the other kid is playing with, so he swings the toy he has in his hand, hits the kid, takes the toy. He just abused his power. He found, I'm bigger than him. So he abused it. But mind you, they're just babies. In their world,
right.
everything is perfect. Their world is perfect. They're fed without question. They're changed without question. They're given things without question. They're taken care of without question. They're clothed without question. They're given baths without question. When's the last time you've been bathed as an adult? Excuse me, could you wash my left testicle, please? Yes, yes. No, it hasn't happened. Perfect. Their world is perfect, and it still has power that exists, and you can't get away from it, Chris.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that that's the whole black people, and I'm gonna use black people in this country or people of color in this country.
Okay.
They holler about like free. They holler about freedom and things of that nature, but you can't. You can't have freedom when you have one individual ruling over another. It's not possible.
Right.
Because man is faulty and power corrupts. So therefore,
absolutely.
you can only be responsible for yourself and your house. And when you have leaders, leaders are going to do the things that you just got through talking about, because man is flawed. That's
yeah.
really all I'm trying to. That's really
I
the
agree.
Point I'm trying
I
to
agree.
Get.
Yeah, let me say something on all of that, because I'm just
feel
to sum
free.
Up what you're saying, Chris. It's like the Sorcerer's Stone. You know, once you get your hands on it, you start off good, but as you stay in it,
exactly.
you become corrupted, and it takes
exactly.
over and consumes you. And I think you know, we shouldn't tiptoe and play with this, because it's a system of the checks and balances that's broken in the system of the power, because you have the good old boy clubs with people that's in power, and, of course, that's where the system of the checks and balances is supposed to come in, including ourselves. And those checks and balances are obviously in bed together, and also lobbyists and people of interest,
go.
Big money in different corporations. So
and as you know, money controls.
Right. So whoever's in power, like back to what Lady Tree said, people flip-flop different positions, like the Google lady. She just got $5 million bonus for her position, and she was first with Morgan Stanley or one of them companies, and now
right,
she's
right.
the head of Google.
Yeah.
That's a prime example of
did she abuse power? Did she abuse
anything? Oh, no, but... No, but looking at the package of her deal as far as the finance, you can probably bet she's bought and paid. And
okay. Come on. If
no.
you got the money, if you got the money to do it, you got the money to command something like that. That's keep it on the legit. That's a different thing. We're talking about when people abuse, they have power and they abuse the law.
Right.
You got power and you abuse the law.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that the fact that the
wow, really? I guess that means
position. Yeah, people get positioned based on power so that they can maintain that power and keep it and control it in the few hands that running it. So
yeah.
You know what? We want to continue this. We're going to bring this back. There's a lot to be said. And in closing, I'm gonna just touch on one. Jesse Jackson Jr. And Lady Teresa and I were talking about this. Jesse Jackson Jr. just got out of prison for misappropriation of campaign funds. Now, and I want you to. Check it out. Feel free to Google it. The money comes from his company. The money comes from his company. But, you know, and I don't want to make this a color issue. I really don't, because I believe bad is bad is bad is bad. Evil doesn't have a color. Bad doesn't have a color. You just do it. But in this particular case, there's another one. And I'm today I don't want to drop a name. But there's another one. The gentleman decides he misappropriated funds, and he was going for the presidency. Got ousted quickly. But nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. It's an unfair balance, but it's something that we have to look into. Moving forward, and I thank everybody for chiming in. Moving forward, we're going to look at our second segment, Behind Closed Doors. And it's introducing Love in Technicolor. Today we ask the question, is love colorblind? And if it is, should the rest of the world follow suit and become equally so? I don't see anything wrong with interracial relationships. I don't.
I don't either.
Because if you, I'm going to tell you, a woman's a woman's a woman's a woman. And forgive me if this sounds crass, but when the lights go out, you damn sure not looking for color. That's real. You just don't. Every person, in my opinion, every female, in my opinion, is judged on her individual merit. You get in an argument, your girl punches you in the eye, and you go, "What? I hate Latina women. They punch you in the eye, so you dislike them all?" I mean, you know, if you with one black woman, and you go like this, damn, they got bad attitudes. I hate them all. Because of the actions of one person, this would be a sad
right.
world. And for you individuals out there who go like this, stay with your own race. Okay, I did. And I think it's called human. Yeah, there it is. If you have something to say, talk to me when you see me walking down the street with a lamb holding its paw. Talking about, this is my girl here. Her name is Fuzzy. That's when you got something to say. In the meantime, because she's black, Caucasian, Asian, Puerto Rican, don't say Jack. As long as I'm happy, as long as she doesn't commit anything against anyone. That's what I'm talking about. Asante, I'm glad that you're with me. How do you feel about this subject?
Basically, like the same way you say. Because I mean, even in my family, our family, we still have some that are just like, okay, how come you don't date in your own race and stuff like that? And I have two beautiful mixed kids, and I'm just like you said, in the dark, in the light, it still doesn't matter to me. A woman's a woman. And I'm not going to discriminate on any type of race or anything like that, especially if I don't know the person personally. They could be the nicest person in the world, and I'm not just going to judge them off of the way they look off on some BS like that. That's, you know, that's not the American way, if that's what it's going to be. But like you said, my point might not be strong or anything, but I don't have any issues with, you know, different races or anything like that. All I see is the same thing. Beautiful woman in front of me, no matter what color you are. Either way it goes, I mean, I'm not going to judge any other person in the same race or anything like that off of one person, like you said.
Right. I say like this, long as you and that person is happy, then why not be together? Of course, like what you said, Trey, people may say, you know, stay within your own race. Well, if you feel that way, then you date within your race. You know, me and my friend were talking, and he's upset with his grandmother because he chose to be with a white young woman, and he's black. But like I told him, if that would make you happy and she satisfies you and you guys are perfect together, then stay together. You know, a lot of people, they believe in the old belief system, you know, stay in your race, stay in your own kind. But I do what I want. For one, I'm grown. I do what makes me happy. And, of course, you're going to get stares and looks and all kind of things. But as long as that person makes you happy, then that's all that matters. And like you said, in the dark, it really don't matter. A man is a man. A woman is a woman, regardless of color.
All day,
you know,
every day, twice on Sunday. That's true. We have a new caller. Caller? Good morning.
Hey, this is James. How you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Hello, Jay. How y'all doing? You know,
I want to
try, but, and if I'm piggybacking or stepping on anybody, not my intention, but, you know, I'm of the mind
step
that.
Step on a toe, man. Who cares? They got nine more. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm of the mind that it's about how the person treats you. You know, race, ethnicity, extraction, all that stuff doesn't matter. At the end of the day, what it revolves around is how that person treated you. And it
right.
just reminds me of a story. My baby brother called me up one day, and he was telling me, he's like, hey, I've been dating this girl for X amount of time and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, cool. And he's like, well, one other thing. I said, what? She's white. And I guess he was expecting a reaction from me. And I was like, and? He's like, you're not
right.
upset? I'm like, why would I be upset? And he kind of gave some admonitions of some other folks in his circle, and I said, you know what, does she treat you right? He said, yeah. I said, you like her? Yeah. I said, so what's the issue? And after that, we've never had that conversation again. And I think realistically, at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to, is how does that person treat you? That's what
exactly.
matters. That's what matters.
And I agree. I concur wholeheartedly. I think it's, now it's what draws you to a relationship sometimes. Now that,
mm-hmm.
That's what's questionable. That could be questionable. No disrespect to any of our listeners. Feel free to call in if you'd like, 347-855-8662. And I don't know how females look at it, and I'm pretty sure that they probably look at it the same way. But when you're on the playing field, you go, I want to try. a white woman. I want to try a Latin woman. I want to try an Asian woman. Then that's when it's different. That's when it's skewed, because all of a sudden it's a they become a menu. It's a menu. Lady Tree, there's a Samoan guy looking at you right now, going like this. I want to try me a tiny woman. So, how do you feel about that? I'm a tiny black woman.
I mean, just like what you said, you know, I'm not a piece of meat here, or I'm not, you know, something on the menu. I mean, so for you to say that you want to try something, that of course it makes me look like, huh? But for you to say that you want to get to know me, or you want to know more about my personality, yeah, you have my interest, because I'm nowhere near a racist person at all. So I don't see color. I mean, of course, color is a barrier, but I mean, like I said before, as long as that person treats me right and I'm happy, that's all that matters. I can, you know, care less about what people think, say, or feel, you know, or what they
right.
or what they see.
Right.
But as long as I'm being treated fairly, like what Chris said, as long as you're happy, that's the only thing that should matter. You know, happiness, because, I mean, life is short. So, you know, live happily, because we don't know when
right.
the end is
exactly.
coming. So be happy.
Right.
Be
right.
married.
I want to throw something else out there, though. I don't know if I want to say try as the same context as they utilize it in Trey, but what I want to say is this, is that just like when you go to a restaurant, perhaps there's something you've never experienced before and you're interested because you're curious. I don't think that that is necessarily a pejorative. I think that that actually can be a positive in some context, because maybe someone has never dated outside their culture, and that might actually be a good thing. And I don't mean in the sense that he has to look at them like a piece of meat, but, you know, hey, I've never dated anybody from this continent. Perhaps I should give that a try, because you never know. You might click very well. You know, if you get past those extractional borders, then perhaps the other stuff falls into place.
Okay. What's your idea? What do you think, that that's a good draw? Or do you think that some people are drawn by stereotypes? Or do you think that it's just the laws of attraction?
The laws of attraction.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Go ahead, Trey.
Here's something. Everybody, I believe, is biracial. I believe that. And I'll tell you why. Because 400 years coming from this side, coming from the African American side, watch your background. I'm not a slave, don't know anything about slavery firsthand. Everything I know is what I've learned, studied, or have been told. But you give 400 years of lineage, you're going to have mixed people.
Mm-hmm.
And so agreed. Here's the thing. It's mutual respect. The next time you look at that female who's five shades lighter than you, five shades darker than you, she's of a significant race. And it's cool to get with her, or it's cool to get with him, because the race that they represent is the human race. Well, that's our time. We actually should revisit this again. I appreciate all of you for having some input. Thank you, Asante, for joining us today. And everyone, we'll see you
You're
next
very
week.
Welcome.
Raise your glasses, bottoms to the top. Remember, every thought is grand, every idea is warranted, and for every step you take and every effort you make, every endeavor you take, may they always be on point.
On point.
Peace.